You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey, campers, it's Black Lou, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. Every hero has an origin story, and Big J. Okerson is no exception. In the next two segments, you'll see how he went from childhood ninny to comic legend. First, Little J goes bass fishing in Florida.
Oh, it's always 1983 in here, yo.
Damn right. That was when fucking Gary was connecting with Trish.
Oh, my dad was already done my mom by 83, buddy.
83?
Outski.
We did an
81, 81 tops.
Gone. We did an 83 to 88 run.
Yeah.
Full Soder Clan.
5 years.
5 years, dude.
That's cool. Birth to five.
Half a deck.
That's not bad, dude.
Not bad. Half a rack.
Half a rack? That's not bad at all, dude.
It's a half a rack in the Soder family.
I had three with Pops.
Actually, half a rack is 24, I understand.
With only 3 years with Pops there, and only remember one night of it, the last night is the only one I remember.
You only remember the very last night of your family?
Yeah.
Starting deep on The Bonfire, Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95.
No, it was not that deep of a story. I came upstairs, he was knocking her around, and the cops came and took him out. Is that deep?
I'm kidding. When I woke up, I was in a wet hole, and my father was standing over.
No, he wasn't beating her. He was giving her the old, holding both arms, shaking.
Yeah, I love you! I fucking love you!
Yeah, I think I told on him cheating.
Oh, what? You snitched?
Yeah, I think I snitched by accident. No, I think it was just my mom's like, that's a really nice ball you have. And I was like, Debbie gave it to me. She goes, who's Debbie? He goes, Debbie daddy friend. Suck his dick while JJ watch.
JJ watch and feel
JJ
weird.
JJ watch.
Yeah, it'd be better if you told
Daddy have same wee wee as JJ.
Yes, at right now.
Right now.
She goes, honey, you're telling me.
He goes, preaching to the choir. Yeah. I better high five this Debbie girl.
Yeah.
I want somebody to tag in.
Taking a tack for the team. My parents were mid-30s. And they were alcoholic 30s,
yeah,
which you know is
best kind. Rosy cheeks.
Yeah, man. When you're
everyone's blotchy in that fuck sesh.
There's a picture of me and my dad where I'm in a diaper and I'm on his legs, and there's just a pack of Marlboro Reds right behind me, and I was like, "Yeah, dude,
that's right."
I'm lucky if they were going outside to smoke.
Oh, no way.
No way.
Right over you, dude.
Right over.
Ash. I bet cigarette hanging out of the mouth while you change your diaper. A little ash drops on your chest. So anyway,
do you remember when
Dad banged mom against the wall? Cops came and whatever.
Did the cops really come?
I don't ever think about it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, cops walked my dad out.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I got mine.
My dad did the hey champ because I have to go away.
No.
For a while. Yeah.
Oh my god, dude, that's traumatic as fuck.
And he drove away to Florida.
My mom got the divorce call when they got Obama. Not Obama's, when they got bin Laden. She just picked up the call and she's like, it's done. It's done.
Yeah?
Yeah, a mob hit happened.
Yeah, that's the right way
it's
to
over.
Do it.
It's over.
I don't know my mom and dad's divorce thing, actually, but he went right to Florida for a while.
Florida?
Yeah, went off to Florida. That's where you go.
Shout out Gary for sticking around across the street from Caledonia's for a couple months and then hightailed it to San Francisco.
Dude, dad was outski and under a year.
Florida, too. What a divorced dad place to go.
That's why I'd go to Florida on the summer's time. I mean, real, let's go fishing gator people.
Yeah.
They knew how to gut their own fish and shit.
Oh,
I watched
Jay
a guy
coming on down here from Philadelphia.
I remember they sent me with a guy who was just like a roommate.
Yeah.
My Uncle Vinny.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Vinny.
He goes, go with this guy fishing down by just a watering hole almost. It was so awful.
What a layup for a molestation.
I mean, a layup, dude. And this guy
had your pecker sucked in the tall grass?
He looked the part, dude. He had a gym coach hair. He had a ball in the middle. He had Picard hair.
I trust I'm going to ball young Jason and return him a man.
He had the bald on top, Picard hair, with dark mustache.
Yeah.
Really good tan body, but
all right,
hairy.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm saying he's muscular.
Like a Magnum TA body from old NWA?
Yeah, yeah. You look like a young Burt Reynolds.
Okay.
And took me out fishing. And
just you two?
Yeah. He caught a bass. Then we took it to a place, and they waited. I always remember the smell of everything, just that awful fish smell.
Yeah.
And then they asked him, I remember, if they wanted them to clean it. And he said no, and we went back to
the
apartment.
Did he teach you a life lesson while he gutted the fish? Did he go, now some men...
they won't tell you till you face what you want to hear. Just slicing it.
No, he did.
But some people are lying to you, Jason, and those are the people you gut like this fish. He's popping the guts out.
He could see me be a real. He could see me being like a real like city ninny about it.
Yeah.
And so I think he was reveling very much in like he was like now with if you do it right. If you poke right, and he just that thing just cuts a little part of the fish, and like everything falls out, and then he digs his hand in like extra, like pulling out the blood and the guts and everything, and then he was like, "This is what we're gonna have for dinner." I'm like, "That's what you're gonna have for dinner, maybe, dude." I'm but there's gonna, not a fucking chance I'm eating that. I've just seen this thing's face.
Hi, Jason Oakerson. You aren't familiar with my temper tantrums. I'm gonna get McDonald's.
Yeah, I'll eat. Not a temper tantrum, a full blown hissy fit. Is more way to put it. Temper tantrum would imply more masculinity into it, but this is the personality of
full-on hissy fit. I had a hissy fit when we my dad's girlfriend Janine, the one that gave him it was Jeanette or Janine, I always forget, the one that killed him. She got the fucking Death Star shot on him with the Hep C. But when we ate late, I gave a hissy fit.
Oh yeah,
because I wanted to eat, and it was like 11, and I was like, "When are we gonna eat?"
No masculinity. And by the way, you don't even realize in hindsight, like, these are the reasons why our fathers were deadbeats, because they hung out with a few times and they go, "This kid fucking sucks, dude.
What a little bitch."
Because I left his mom because she sounded like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I get scared if the temperature's not this in here.
Dude, my dad doing an impression of me while smoking and pouring two drinks for him and his drunk roommate, Jim. He goes, then the kid's like, "I want to play with my guys." It's like, God, no wonder I fucking dug off.
Go.
What a bitch.
In this next clip, young Jay ruins a trip to Disney World while on a vacation with his dad's new family.
When he got my first stepmother, you know, he moved into a situation where the kids were like young teens almost, or teenagers.
Hot action.
Yeah, and all boys, two twin boys and a third.
Oh, Roman gods.
It wasn't even that. They were just dudes, though. So, like, they already, I think, cared about, like, the Eagles.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
He came in on a guy level. He came in
ish.
Relating to
definitely more than I was. I was a little kid. And I'm telling you, when I hung out with him, how much I probably in his world was like, "Oh my God, this kid's a sissy." You know, very afraid of the dark, afraid of
that's a great one to lead with.
Sleeping. dude. Terrified. Weather? Bad weather would fucking wig me hard.
Ruin Disneyland?
Ruin a Disneyland trip for him and his family.
From rain?
I never told
rain?
You. Dude, did you need like a thunder vest? Like a dog?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm going to tell you. We go to Disney World.
All right.
My dad.
I mean, that's the big one.
Listen, I'll tell you this. He definitely didn't want to take me to Disney World. But he took me. He saw this coming. I mean, he's probably right.
So wait, your dad was like put out knowing that he was like, "I got to take this fucking kid. I got to take him out for a trip."
Yeah, unathletic little turd.
Oh, no, man. Come on.
You're right, I look like Peter from fucking Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Just sweats in a tight sweatshirt.
Oh, buddy.
A bowl haircut.
Oh, buddy.
And then so we go we go to Disney World.
Sure.
We get on the monorail, which will come into play later, because I said even at that age, I'm in my head going like, I don't understand. Like, the physics just doesn't make sense to me. That there's one like, little track underneath of us, and I'm like, we're going to fall.
You're like Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer?
Yes.
You're just like, "I don't like your spaceships in the sky."
I didn't get it.
I don't understand.
I didn't like it.
Rails of one track.
We went on the haunted mansion.
Sure.
From the elevator, when the picture started stretching, I was like, "I'm ready to go home. This is so scary."
The second you get in this elevator, you're like, "Fuck, fuck, 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 fuck."
We go on teacups and saucers where I inform them. I'm definitely on an age where I inform everybody, if you guys spin it too fast, you know, the only thing that could make this fun.
Yeah.
If you spin too fast, I'm going to scream. I don't like it. And then I was like, let me stay off, but nobody would stay off with me.
So hold on. Yeah? So you're getting on the ride. I just want to time this out properly.
Go ahead.
You're getting on the ride, and you announce, little feathered-haired Jason.
About to have a melt.
Everyone in the teacup, you go, "Do not spin it or I'm going to scream." In roughly worded.
I'm not going to handle it well. I don't like. I used to call them. I don't like scary rides. Is what I would say.
It's the teacups.
So, teacups and saucers. You know the horror that is teacups and saucers.
Yeah.
And we get on. And they start spinning it fast. Like, and then the stepbrother's to fuck with me, of course. And I start screaming.
And your dad's laughing, probably having
no,
fun.
No, my dad's probably completely ashamed. He's like, why is mine the fucking queef one? Why is
like,
my biological kid the little nard?
What kind of scream? Like a...
Like no, that? The guys! Very guysy. I was very guysy.
Guys! Stop!
Yeah, for sure.
Stop, guys!
So, then we go on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. A little fast for my taste, but I got through it. And then, from Mr. Toad's Wild Ride over to... Is this it? Yeah.
You're not a fan of this, huh? Yeah.
No.
This one was too scary for me.
What?
Yeah, I wouldn't go on it.
What kind of fucking bitches do I do a radio show with?
Well, not now, Dan. I'll go on it now. You want me to go on it and prove it to you?
Yeah, I want you to
prove it. We got to take a run to Diz World so I can fucking show you what's what?
Let's go. Let's go. But, Christine, did you do this at Disneyland?
I did Disneyland. I didn't like this ride. And then Snow White was hard, too, because when the witch came out with the apple, it was like nothing was scarier to me than that old
How
witch.
Old were you when you did that?
This was lit.
Yeah, you're
I mean,
right.
My mom was walking.
You know
so
what?
Like,
so you know what? The more I'm looking at this, it's not that this was a fast ride. It was very Tim Burton, flashy, colory, and my little child eyes were scared. And then it said, keep out, and then it doesn't. We keep going through it.
I don't like breaking rules.
There's a screaming man. I'm breaking rules now.
Oh,
now
my God.
We're going in trouble.
We're going under a bridge.
Now there's a city out of nowhere. That thing's going to fall on us. And then we go from Mr. Toad's Wild Ride over to the go-karts. And
great. I mean, what a fucking
I'm
day.
I'm too young or something.
I'll trade you Gary's in a second.
No, no, no. Let me tell you this. I'm too young.
I went to Disneyland. I had to pee under the car.
Sorry, dude.
I pissed under my dad's yellow bug.
I was too young or something to go on the go-karts.
Yeah, okay.
It was age, maybe.
Yeah.
And because I think it would be like maybe it was 11 or something like that.
Sure.
Or more.
I think you might probably had to be 12.
13 even.
12
maybe,
or 13.
Yeah. So I was like, I couldn't go. So I waited for that. And then while I'm waiting for that, we're in Florida. So inevitably, a massive 7-minute storm is about to come.
Yeah, like the kind when we went and saw Marilyn Manson.
No, not that kind. Like in Florida, dude, it's black cloud comes in, it
Shit.
Rains for 15 minutes, and then it's a bright sunny day. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Every day. For most of the year. And that's what was coming in right now, to be expected. I see a storm coming in, and I go, I feel like I just found, I was the first one that was told the apocalypse is coming, and I saw the four horsemen, and I need to tell people to get their lives in order. I feel like a Jehovah's Witness. And I start having, on that golf cart track waiting area, a full-blown, I mean, sis fit, dude. I mean, I was going haywire.
Dude.
I'm really thinking, it's going to start raining! The skies are good. Also, because it's Florida, it comes in black clouds, dude.
I would give money to watch a little kid melt down over a thunderstorm.
Melting down. Then they go, my dad reluctantly, eventually angrily goes, well, we're not going to shut this little fat turd up, so I guess we got to go.
No.
So we're leaving, and then we have to get back on the monorail, at which I throw a, I think I do a dead weight, like don't want to get on it, because now I'm like, you want me to go on this thing I'm already shaky about? In the fucking storm? No, I went dead weight on him. No. I dead weighted him. I just flopped.
No, you didn't.
I go, if the whole family can get me on, you can get me on.
No, you didn't.
I'm telling you, I was definitely like, it needed to be picked up and brought on. I'm telling
no.
you.
What?
Hi, this is Jacob. Longtime friend of the show, Shane Gillis, was our guest on Wednesday, and controversy exploded as the young bull admitted that he sleeps naked when he and Dan Soder share a hotel room on the road.
When we do the show, the three of us, I feel like you guys are two brothers, and I'm the guy fucking your mom, and you just try to fucking harass me or something when you come home.
I don't like
we'll
the way-
fight you, Jay. We'll fight you, dude.
I got my brother's home from my dad's house now.
I'm doing commercial reads, and I see you guys like tapping each other on the tits back and forth.
No, he did
a couple of schoolgirls.
I was showing him some...
He did an excited dog. That's what made me laugh.
Just kiss already.
I would love to.
You don't think me and Dan have fucking kissed?
I do think you have.
Me and Dan have kissed and
I'm
sucked.
I'm certain of it.
In the morning, as the dew settles on the grass.
Oh, real tongue slap.
Dan saw my penis. I showed Dan my penis.
I believe that.
That is actually a true thing.
I do. I believe you, but Dan doesn't like that. Dan doesn't play the gay jokes that much.
It's not a gay joke.
It wasn't a gay joke. Shane didn't know that his dick was just hanging out.
He didn't know?
That's what made it really funny.
Well, we would share hotel rooms, and I like to sleep naked.
You still do it?
Shane, yeah.
What? You sleep naked in the room with Dan?
Bro, just get under the covers.
He does. He gets under the covers and peels
That's
off.
Not true.
Yeah, 100% true.
You slept on the floor in my hotel room once. Did you sleep naked?
Did I sleep on the floor? That must have been a rough night.
No, you don't remember that?
Was that in Tampa?
Yeah.
No, it would have.
We made you like a bed on the with all the, like, we got like five sets of sheets. Remember? We make a floor bed.
Ah,
you don't remember that?
I don't think I remember that.
That's uncomfortable. You lost the key for the condo.
I think I was black. It sounds like I was pretty blacked out.
I didn't know. You came back. We had a lovely conversation.
Really? what you didn't know is that
you promised me a lot that night.
Yeah. I gave you my bank code.
I didn't know, get naked.
He was buck naked.
He was not naked.
No. Not probably.
Not on mine. No, he was fully clothed, actually.
No. No. Yeah. I must have been hammered because I would have at least gone just undies.
Maybe you went to undies.
Knowing Shane, being on the road with him, if he's down to undies, good luck, Chuck. That thing's coming off.
Really?
Yeah.
He would get into a hotel room and he'd get so excited.
Why do you not demand that the person in the room with you doesn't sleep naked?
Because we're pals.
Was hilarious.
We're pals and we get naked.
Dude, the way Shane does it, it's so goddamn funny. He got so excited and crawls in and takes his underwear off and just comes up
and I kick my feet. It's hilarious. But when the joke's over and everything has died down,
yeah,
you gotta put that.
That's why he got up. He got up with a towel one time and he didn't know his dick was showing. He's like, all right, I'm going to take a shower. And he's just talking to me. And I was like, your dick's just hanging out.
He literally was like, your penis is out. it wasn't a funny thing. It was. But what,
there's one thing I'm always certain of, if it's the case, that my dick is out.
Yeah.
My dick's never just been out.
That's why, because I was holding the towel in front of me like a fucking matador. Because I was naked behind it. And I was like, fucking with Dan. But the bottom of the towel was still on the bed. So I was just holding up. My lower half was just out.
Take me back to the decision of sleeping naked the entire night next to a buddy.
No, we're not next to each other. He's in another bed. Yeah, we're not in the same bed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it's less weird if there's 5 feet between you. Not enough room for an adult to do a sit-up. Yeah. Yeah.
No, definitely not. I probably could have planked easily over to his bed.
Yeah, I
could have rolled over onto his bed.
You don't think I'd plank at night? Once I know old Dan's asleep, yeah, I play some games. I play some weird games.
Yeah. I'm a deep sleeper.
There's not anybody that I can go on the road with.
Justin, you had Justin and Lewis bone up while in the shower.
You got jerked off a guy.
I never jerked off a guy.
You never jerked off a guy?
Never.
Did they jerk off each other then?
Who?
Somebody jerked off. I know there's a story of somebody jerking
Lewis
off.
Lewis and Justin. Lewis jerked Chigoma, each other Justin off. Silver. No. They waited for me. I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And while I was in the bathroom taking a shit.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, it's a process always. I look at the phone. I do whatever. Be 30, 40 minutes. No, it wasn't even anywhere near that. But even if it was like 20, which is still more. As soon as I went in there, they were like, hey, wouldn't it be funny when Jay comes out if we're both lying on the same bed with our dicks out? And then they did that for like 5 minutes or so, and I didn't come out of the bathroom. And then they go, wouldn't it actually be funnier if we, it would be funny if we came out and we both had raging boners.
I think this is Justin's plan.
Justin's idea
Justin
was
Justin was the mastermind and Lewis
from
was
what
just...
I From what I remember, Lewis told a story on You Know What, Dude, and he said Justin engineered the, wish me hard.
Yeah, yeah, he does say that Justin did engineer that part. And then I think Justin was able to get a rager. Lewis maybe did.
No.
Maybe he did. I don't know. I don't remember.
Touch mine for strength.
All I remember is the worst thing that could happen. Yeah. Take some of my power.
If you give one pump, you get a little pump.
Yeah. It's like hot. It's like hot spot my dick.
Touch it. Let's just touch helmets.
See if it pumps you up.
So when you came out of the bathroom, one of them.
I think one of them or both of them were hard, but whatever it was, they were looking, whatever all this plan was, looking to have the result be for me. I'm just the wrong guy. I just didn't do it. If you're looking for me to get like upset or anything, that's not going to happen. And like, I'm going to laugh as much as like, I was like, ah, just like kept going out to smoke a cigarette or something. And they were like, wow, they just did 20, 30 minutes of gay activity to make a joke that didn't land hard.
But they're just sitting there side kissing and you walk by and then just for a little, just to go like this.
Did you say goodbye?
Oh, I would have been pissed, dude. I would have jumped on that bed and started wailing on him. I would have come out of there fucking sprinting like the warrior, dude. Just jumped on that bed. Fucking, you better put those dicks away.
And then imagine
get those dicks out of here.
Imagine their confusion hours later when you snuggle up naked next to them under the covers. They're going to be like, you sending a lot of missed messages, Shane Gillis.
When you take your undies off and fling them around.
Me undies.
Me undies.
Me love me.
I'm not going to let you criticize this.
What?
I'm going to come back on the road with you and
And sleep naked?
Get a little naked.
You're not going to know, bro.
We'll have a thing.
No,
you
why? Fight?
Would you attack him when he was naked?
No. It's not homo. It's just a weird thing for no reason. You know what? I probably would just accept it. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The person I'd probably just accept thing. It. But I'd find it odd that you'd want to.
No, here's the thing. By the second time, you were like, this is hilarious, because he would get excited. He'd be like, I'm going to take a nap. And then he'd like get down to his underwear. And then he'd go under the sheets and kick his feet. And then he'd just take
you
his underwear.
You get naked
off.
For a nap,
and
dude?
Then I'd say, Dan, I'm naked.
Yeah. I'd be playing Xbox.
Naked under here.
I brought the Xbox. I'm like, shut up.
No, wait. You guys skip. You get naked for naps.
I don't get naked for naps. He gets naked for naps.
Naps.
Yes.
You drop down. You peel down to fucking your little, your baby boy ass.
Yes.
For a nap.
He does have a baby boy butt.
I know. I saw it. Ass. Yeah. You saw my ass?
I saw your little booty in your video. You showed
where we farted?
Yeah, yeah. Your fart video.
What you're laying on your stomach and you fart bare butted.
Are you always blacked out?
Yeah, I've been drinking.
Are you drinking right now?
Told you guys. It's been a rough month.
Hey, this is Big J. Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.